Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Hold on one second. Let's get it. I'm going to put it live right now. All right, we live, bro.
What's up? Hey, everybody, what's up to a special show called the Manhood Miniseries. This is episode one with myself.
The Ministries.
The Manhood Ministries, episode one. Jap, take the floor, man. It's your baby, bro.
Hey, man, you know, I'll be chopping up my man Steve, man. Let me tell y'all how this thing, it's all organic, man. We chop it up all the time. We talk shit. Steve and me and Steve both follow each other on Facebook.
Yeah.
You throw out a post, I throw out a post. And if y'all not following us on Facebook, y'all lost in the sauce.
They missing it.
But we were talking some shit, and it was like maybe about like 4 or 5 days ago when we came up to the conclusion, like, hey man, we need to chop it for real, because I don't know, I was just like pissed off about feminism, manhood just being shunned, and it was just, I forgot what the post was.
Yeah.
But you was like, hey, holler at me, call me right now, and then you hit my phone, and we just started chopping it up, but it was really on some shit, like, a lot of men are being railroaded by the lies of these bitches. I think we were talking about more on the lines of the accusations of a bitch. Is weighs more than the truth of a man, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then we like, man, you know, it's so hard to just be a man in this climate of millennials. So today's ministry episode, me and Steve planning by it. We gonna drop probably about anywhere from 7 to 10 of these manhood ministries, just you know, so y'all can have this classic lesson. And just chopping it up on manhood alone, but manhood for millennials has got to be discussed.
Yeah, absolutely, Jab. You're absolutely right. And guys, if y'all want to call in, we got it set up where y'all can call in and give y'all opinion as well. If y'all in the chat room, we put the number out at 515-605-9373. Call in. Let us know what your opinion is and let us know what you think about the topics that we're talking, because we want you guys to also be involved in this. Jab?
Yeah. So, like, man, the crazy part is like this here, man. You know, we in a situation now as men where your manhood is threatening. You know, the shit, like, you know, like, I don't know, Steve, you grew up with your father?
Yes. It's kind of weird. Yeah, I had my dad around, but I did have my stepdad, so I kind of had both.
Okay. So I had my dad around, man, and, you know, I don't know if you ever seen Boys in the Hood, you know, how that situation was, you know, how Furious Styles was, you know, with raising his son.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because my mom and them was married for a period of time, and she raised me, and then she gave me to my father to make me a man, and that's what he did.
Right.
And the first day, I'm like, duh, like, it just... It dawned on me the first day I got over there, I had a list of a whole bunch of shit to do. And I was like, I don't want to be around this stuff. I was begging to go back to my mother, but my mother was like, nah, you a man, you going to be with him. And, you know, it was raking leaves, cutting grass, it was cleaning all. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. Well,
that was just like manhood shit.
Yeah.
You know, when I date a lot of these broads, and they tell me about their ex.
Yeah.
Whether he was a gangster, he shot this and this.
Yeah.
They don't measure up to the upbringing of a man.
Right.
And when I bring this manhood upbringing, it scares them.
Yeah.
It does scare a lot of women. It scares a lot of women, because a lot of women haven't been used to a man.
Right.
They've been dealing with bitch made niggas.
Oh, man. Yes.
You know, niggas who allow a woman to just talk all freely and shit like that. And I'm not saying, like, father's a very respectful man, a very religious man. My mother as well. But they come from a different era.
Yeah. Well,
and
yeah.
when you parallel that era with our era, you're going to get conflict.
Yeah. Well,
it's going to automatically be a conflict because that era was an era of respect.
Right, right.
That era was an era of order.
Right. But
and
it, yeah.
That's why you got these bitch made niggas out here right now because they're conforming.
Yeah.
And these women show dissatisfaction of, oh, you know, a man being a man, and a man may have been making some demands on things that need to be done, or maybe standing firm, but they were governed by pussy. See, the older brothers really wasn't governed by pussy like that.
Well, Jap. Yeah, but Jap, the thing is that what a lot of these young boys, young men, I won't say boys, a lot of these young men don't know, Jap, is that guys, men like us, we were taught our last name, the importance of who the fuck we are, and stand on the principles and narratives of what we are. Not the money that we make, not the cars that we drive, not the clothes that we wear or the places that we live in. We stand on our own narrative. And that was something that women found more attractive. Like you said, women can't understand a man because they're so busy dealing with these cupcake-ass motherfuckers out there that, you know, want to kiss her ass, buy her dinners, tell her how pretty she is, and all that other bullshit. But, you know, the thing about us is that, like you say, we love our mothers, but one thing we did when we were young, we cut the umbilical cord. And we stopped relating to mom. That's the first thing that we did, brother. What you got on that, fam?
But look, this is one thing that I prided myself on, you know, legacy.
Yes.
Real men believe in legacy.
Oh,
like,
man.
Truthfully, me and my father, I have the same name. I'm named after my father.
Mm-hmm.
I look like my father. If me and my father were sitting next to each other, like, he's a young-looking dude. We really look we look a lot alike, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But family-wise, what everybody know on my name, I'm expected to be the new and improved version of him.
Man.
I don't show up around him in a shameful manner. I don't show up around my father with my hand up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't show up around my father something that he can't be proud of because at the end of the day, I'm wearing his name.
Yes.
Now, a lot of men are having boys and they don't name their kids after them. And I mean, that's fine, man. But, and it's not just the name, but it's about the respect of your elder. Like, them ass whoopers,
yeah.
I appreciate them now.
Yeah, no doubt.
I never. Like, when I was younger, I used to be bad as hell in the streets and this and that, but my father never not put his motherfucking hands on me. You know what I'm saying? Even if DCFS or anybody from the schools had something to say, he gives a goddamn fuck. He loves his son. I'll beat his fucking ass again in front of y'all if he ever do some stupid shit like that.
Mm-hmm,
so, it was just, like, appreciating the fact that now that I see that how I'm raised compared to the niggas who's my counterparts in these streets and seeing how I measure up against these niggas and looking how I weigh on this scale. I weigh way heavier than these lightweight niggas out here because I was raised by a man. So I have to take everything, morals and principles that I learned from my father and apply them to life because, man, it's a blessing because there's so many niggas. Like, my father was a father to the block. Like, all my guys, they still look at my daddy as they daddy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't want to say no name, but goddamn, they love my daddy. They like, man, he taught me this. He taught me how to brush my hair. He taught me how to motherfucking dribble. Man, we used to ride bikes and fix bikes and do shit. He taught us how to cut grass. My mama wasn't doing that shit.
Well, you know, yeah, Jap.
Three of my homies was raised by single mamas.
Yeah.
And my daddy stepped in, and he was taking us on boat rides and showing us how to fix cars, change oil, change tires, you know, cut grass, fix shit, you know, frame walls. We did a lot of shit, man. People like, man, go get your little mans from down the block. My homie, he bring them.
Yeah.
And he'd scoop them. We'd have our ass doing shit all the way to 9 at night. And he'd drop my little homies off in front of their mama.
You know what? But Jeff,
I don't respect your daddy.
Yeah, but there's something that's going on now where these young black men and these men are not getting that. They're not getting dad. What they're doing is they're getting a lot of mom now. You know, they're getting a lot of coddling. They're dealing with a lot of motherfuckers out there that's teaching these young boys inconsistent discipline. One of the worst things these motherfucking women are doing to these young boys is that they're giving them a false sense of reality when they think life is all about Neosporin, emotional, it's okay, everybody's a winner, you know, turn the other cheek type bullshit. And then these young motherfuckers go out into the world, Jap, and then the bitches, not only life eat them up, but these bitches eat them up. Because these bitches smell weakness. They smell the Similac. They smell the umbilical cord. They smell a motherfucker with no spine and no goddamn balls, man.
Now check it out. You mentioned something that's deep. Now, you say these bitches put the Neosporin and the Band-Aids on niggas.
Yes.
See, a man let that shit bleed till it scabs up.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And that's how my daddy raised me, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, I fell off that motorcycle, that bike,
yes,
whatever.
Get your ass up.
And we built go-karts. We did all types of shit. I bust my fucking head, let that shit heal till that motherfucker scar up, and we back on, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the reasons why I don't go to... When I be sick, I don't call off work or I don't do all that shit now because it just make you a strong man.
Make you a stronger man. You know, you remember, Jap, back in...
You have to get raised like a woman. You put Band-Aids and all that and blow on they damn scab.
Give them some super shit. Tell them it's going to be okay.
Man,
and warm
you do
cookies.
That shit for a little girl.
Yeah, do that shit.
For a little girl.
Do
that
but shit.
That boy...
Yeah.
You got to let that motherfucker be a Timberwolf.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
let
man?
That motherfucker fall. Get your bitch ass
man.
Up and don't give me something to cry about.
I mean, I sit back every day, man. I just reflect on how I was raised, man. And
yeah.
It's just like, man, it's just amazing me. Like, damn, I really had a pops. A lot of niggas don't be out of pops. And my pops, I'm like, man, my homeboy, he just came in from Tennessee the other day. We was out kicking in.
Yeah.
And... he grew up with me, I'm talking about, man, fucking fourth grade to fucking now. And he was just like, man, your pops, man, and y'all, your family, man. Like, he just, they accepted like me, my little brother. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't never have a brother sibling. And, man, he just be like, his parents ain't do for him like how my father did, like, and taught him the things and just put him on game and gave him manhood lessons. Like, Pops used to just sit around with us and be like, what y'all little niggas think y'all are, man?
Yeah, no
that's
doubt.
Like, he was really just to talk to us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And give us that shit. And that's what the millennial culture don't got right now. You got baby daddy niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With no old school principles.
Yeah, but that, yeah. But
produce a life
mm-hmm.
with no morals and values. And the bitch... fucked with them for whatever the reason she fucked with them. And they are creating a cycle of bitch niggas. Like, honestly, if you are allowing these hoes to have babies with these so-called making it rain ass niggas, you are creating the criminals and the rapists and everything that you're afraid of because this is bitch ass niggas shit about to commence.
Well, they don't know, Jap.
First of all, these niggas can't hold water. Mm-hmm. They can't start telling on each other. You know what I'm saying?
But they the enemy, Joe Jap. They the enemy. You see, the thing that a lot of people don't understand is that a lot of people want to say women are enemies. But you got these soft, I call them the 98, Jap. You got these soft, butter, brickle, bitch-ass motherfuckers that hate more and try to stop those that try to teach them how to grow as men more because they feel like we are... fighting against, guess what, Jap, mommy. So what they want to do is they want to defend mommy. They want to get emotional. They want to talk all that shit. And then the even worst part, they talking about, well, you know what, I want to get a woman, but you know what, I can't get a woman. And these motherfuckers are turning more asexual every day, Jap. And Jap, you and I were talking off air. As much pussy and ass as there is in this world, you telling me you don't got at least 7 bitches on your roster? Minimum? Come on, Jap.
I've been meaning to drop this damn cheat code, the fucking hoes video for the longest, man. I don't want to give it away, but I'm gonna keep telling brother. If you think fucking these bitches is hard, you are the dumbest motherfucker on earth. These are some of the stupidest.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck if the bitch got a master's. I don't give a fuck if the bitch got a condo. I don't give a fuck if the bitch driving a motherfucking foreign. She's stupid. Make her stupid for you. That's too much game. I'm going to save it for later. But look, Tommy touched on one thing, man, that I got to shout out Tommy Sotomayor on that. All
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I cite my sources because I watch everybody. I absorb everything, and I move how I move. But just expounding off of what he's enlightening people to with Tupac, and I'm a real big Tupac fan.
Yeah.
But the sensationalism of Tupac's love for bullshit bitches, you know, like the Black Queen Mama, crack fiend,
oh,
mama.
Oh, man, get
you know
the fuck
saying?
Out, yeah.
Mama. It's like, it was in all the upliftment of the bitch and the keep your head up and just the upliftment of the raggedy-ass bitch.
Right.
You know, really set a tone and gave bitches a talking point to say, you don't love your woman if you can't talk like Tupac. I'm not going to lie to you right now. I'm living in ratchet culture. Steve, you are a gentleman who has survived it. You are married now.
Yes.
I am in this shit full-fledged. I am in ratchet culture.
Yeah, you in that shit, fam. Hey, hold on, Ray. Guys, if y'all want to call in and join the conversation at 515. Yeah, 515-605-9373. Call in and, yeah. Chop it up with us, man. Let us know what y'all think.
They call in the show, man. But we got to understand this shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a ratchet culture. And a lot of motherfuckers ain't experienced this shit. And a lot of motherfuckers wasn't expecting to ever be in this shit.
Right,
and
right.
A lot of people didn't expect women to ever stoop this low. You know what I mean? Like, it's to the point now where being a man.
Yes.
Is
toxic.
A problem.
Yeah. Oh,
you're like, hold on. You don't like gays? Hold on. You don't like lesbos? Hold on. You know what I mean? You don't wear a tight this? Hold on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't eating ass from the back? Like, no. Like, you can't be a man. Hold on. You're not just paying. So you mean to tell me you're not paying bitches bills? You're not doing this? You're not doing that? Well, what's the purpose of you? Why? Because bitch nigga sets the president for a fucking, I'm going to say the late 90s and the 2000s really fucked the game up with sister-ass niggas. And I'm going to tell you, this is what really fucked the game up, too. When niggas start bragging about eating pussy. When niggas started bragging about, now... I have my discussions with these old niggas at the bar about this shit all the time, man. But when the rappers, like when you look at the rappers, like Lil Wayne, Nelly was the first nigga I've ever heard talk about eating their pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like that was like unheard of. We knew niggas ate pussy, but we weren't rapping about it.
Yeah, we weren't talking about that shit. Yeah.
We weren't talking about that shit. We damn sure wasn't bragging about it.
No, hell no.
But then what came from that was niggas was bragging about eating pussy. Then the bitches started bragging about sucking dick because Superhead came out.
Oh, yeah.
So I was around for that. I benefited. Shout out to Superhead. I benefited from the influence of Superhead teaching hoes the value of sucking a dick because, you know, I've never seen so many hoes trying to compete. Like, they watched the tape, and they was really thinking they were doing it. A lot of hoes really couldn't do it. But
right.
There's a couple hoes that, you know, shout out to Shorty. But, you know, but niggas never did that. You know what I'm saying? And niggas have lowered themselves, man. Like, niggas is out here really tongue ringing these hoes, man.
But Jap, they tongue. Okay, you got to understand something, man. The thing that what's happening to these young boys, because without a dad in the household, what happens is mom starts to not teach their sons basically coping skills, like things like rejection, like you were talking about. You know, when you fell off that motherfucking bike, your dad said, bitch, you better get your motherfucking ass off that bike before I can get up off and stop. You better wipe them tears before I give you something to cry about. These young men never dealt with failure. They never dealt with loss. All they dealt with was coddling. Now, don't get me wrong. Mom does that because mom loves you and you're her baby. But what happens is you get comfortable at being around mom. That means mom begins to fold your clothes. Mom begins to motherfucking fix your plate. Mom begins to drive you to your jobs and shit. Mom begins to tell you how to do all these things. When dad would tell you, motherfucker, you want to do it, you need to get off your motherfucking ass and get that shit done. Now, if you need some assistance, I'm there for you. I'll be your shadow. But I'm not doing it for you, because you know what? My daddy didn't do that, and his daddy didn't do that.
Check it out, though.
Yeah.
There's a difference between tough love from a dad and tough love from today's average black woman.
Yeah.
Because the tough love that a lot of black women, because they're like, yeah, I gave my son tough love. No, you really gave him the shit that you wanted to give his dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That tough love that we got.
Yeah.
Daddy wouldn't let it go so far to where he's seen you like fucked up, like, hey, look, son.
Yes.
I did this because I love you.
Yes.
You're going to be a man.
Yes.
And he'll cry by a motherfucking shirt, and you're going to feel it. Go look at, like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Well, mama didn't do that shit.
Mm-mm.
See, these single moms, they, oh, I gave my son tough love. Oh, you kicked him out at 15, 14. He sold dope. You know what I'm saying? He eventually came up a little bit, then he got locked up, and then you want to say, I built him. Like, ah, oh, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you built him to be a criminal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the difference with the tough love from a man, they was building us to be men. You was building these motherfuckers to be men for you. Dust the D-boy that left you, or, you know what I mean? You know, whatever it was, you took the frustrations out on a lot of these boys. Like, and then a lot of these bitches take the frustrations out on their daughters too, but, you know, that's for another episode.
Yeah, but Jap, check it out. They also did something bad.
Be no man.
Yeah, but they also did something bad, Jap, because they started teaching these young boys to hate their dads. Always talking negative about your dad. Your daddy wasn't shit. Your daddy didn't listen. Your daddy was a rolling stone. Your daddy was fucking. Your daddy this and your daddy that. Then on top of that, telling them negative things about men. Making these little, what mom does is make these young boys afraid of embracing the one thing that is their birthright, is masculinity. Because every time he wanted to go talk to that girl, mom squashed that shit. Every time he wanted to maybe go jerk off, mom squashed that shit. Every time he wanted to fuck with the bitch around the corner and the bitch up the street, mom would say, oh, that's not what men do. Real men open doors. Real men apologize. Real men buy women dinners and be nice. That's where they get all this incorporated bullshit.
Too. Most of these women raising boys don't want masculinity out of these boys, because the moment they see feminine shit, like, oh, they encourage it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
If he's soft, they'll end up. A lot of you single mothers, fuck it. A lot of you single mothers make your motherfucking sons gay.
Oh, man.
You made your son gay.
Fruit booty.
Church. You were soft as hell. Oh. You know what I'm saying? You made him a dancer when he should have been fighting and going to karate or something.
Put him in a dress.
You let him play with fucking dolls because you didn't want to hinder his motherfucking. You didn't want to make choices for him. Your stupid ass made the motherfucking choice of letting him make his choice, and he became gay because of your hoe ass.
No doubt, man. Because
of a motherfucking. Ain't no any man in this chat. Tell me, will you willingly? Now I understand. We're in a ratchet culture.
Yeah, we are. We definitely are, bro.
Will you willingly encourage your son to be a homosexual the way that these bitches do?
Yeah. That's some deep. That's some deep ass shit. And then,
I know these hoes won't.
Yeah.
I know they won't. I know they won't. But they will say that shit for argumentative purposes. Because one thing about these bitches, and this is what I'm telling you, man, they're some simple motherfuckers. I got the main script on these. It's all about winning an argument. It's never about the well-being of a kid, the well-being of society, the well-being of the world. It's about winning an argument, not looking like an ass when the truth is brought out.
Yeah, that's real talk.
If I ask any of you hoes off the record, off camera, do you want your motherfucking son to be gay? Hell no. But if I put the white folks in your face, put them cameras on, and I ask you, if your son was a homosexual, what would you do? Well, I will support and encourage my son, and I will love my child.
I love him, yes, no matter what. No matter how many penises he sucks.
Now, you talk to a motherfucking man. Right, look, man. Look, son. You ever want to dishonor me?
No.
You ever want to get rolled off? You ever want to get rolled off, son?
Yeah, what son? What son?
You ever want to get rolled off and replaced by another son?
Yes. Talk that shit. Walk around like Magic Johnson, son.
Come home a faggot. Come home a rapist. Come home a murderer. I'm gonna replace you, nigga.
You gone. Yeah, but see, you know what? That's the jab. That's the one thing that these boys don't have today, and that's why they lost. They're lost, they're confused, and they're angry. And what they're doing is they're angry at men like us that's trying to get them out of that feminine shell that they're in. And it's a little discomfort. And they're not used to discomfort because all their life they got a trophy even though they fucking sucked. They couldn't play football at all, but the motherfucker getting a trophy. Couldn't even do kickball right, and these bitches get a trophy and shit. And they,
on some real shit, society has gave bitches a participation trophy.
Oh, man, for real, man. God.
You know, like, these hoes have literally produced, like, if we can just talk about the black community alone.
Yeah.
You bitches have produced the worst people on earth.
Is it?
Let's start. What generation are you talking about, Jack? Let's go 18 years ago.
18 years. All right.
18 years ago.
All right.
And those 18-year-olds right now are the motherfuckers you produce, and they are the worst people on earth.
Damn, they're the worst motherfuckers on earth, dog. Fuck. Yeah, wearing tight-ass pants.
I'm not saying that there are not other bad races of people who are 18-year-olds, too. But in abundance, you have produced the worst 18-year-olds on the planet.
The thirstiest.
They don't want to deal with this funk.
Yeah, they don't want that. Hey, but Jap, that's the problem. They don't want to deal with that truth, though. They don't want to. They don't want to think that they the fuck ups. They the reason why shit is going around. Hey, we ain't the reason it caused. We trying to fix the fucking dam. These motherfuckers on the other end trying to poke holes in that shit, fam.
Man, listen, man. They're not on a man's side. You know what I mean? Like, no. At the end of the day, you know, masculinity is the enemy at the point.
It is. Yes, it is.
You know, we try to be men. Like, you meet a bitch. Like, I'm out of the streets. I'm going to fuck with these hoes all the time. Yeah, single mothers and all that shit. I took my chances with them bitches. I don't fuck with them no more. But, you know, you try to tell them things, enlighten them. They can't be enlightened. They know everything.
Right.
And if you know everything, then why are you such a fucking failure? And why the fuck is my life so much greater and you got all of these degrees and you're so fucking broke with these kids? Like, why won't you listen? You listen to that white motherfucker professor. You stay up all night to please him and write that paper all day, but to please me and what I'm trying to bring for the motherfucking collective, you can't do. Why?
Yeah.
Because you think you're a man. Hold on, let's get into that.
Trying to run shit.
My man Simple the P, and shout out my man Simple the P, man. He always says this shit. We are greater than women. I don't give a fuck how you slice it.
No. Yeah.
They are everything that they're doing is to get the rights of a man, to get the privileges of a man, to get the treatment of a man. We are greater. We got to start understanding that we're greater and understand that we have a greater responsibility to govern their fucking fuck-ups. because they can't think.
No, they can't. They're emotional, Joe. They're emotional.
When you look at society, everything that's great that was built was from a man in most cases. Even if you see Fortune 500 comes like, well, there's a woman as a CEO. Well, she ain't built the company. And she didn't invent shit. She just worked her way up there, manipulated. Motherfuckers put certain shit in place. And, you know what I mean? She fucked around and finagled and got herself there. You can earn your way to the top of some shit. But when she goes home and looks herself in the mirror, she can't say, I build Apple.
Can't say, but
I build Microsoft.
She can't say.
I build Ford Motor Company. I build Chevrolet. Like, what the fuck have you hoes built besides cookies and weed?
Hey, but you know, hey, but Jap, that's the thing. You know what? We know, Jap, you know what we should do every show that we didn't do right here? We need to do the King's Pledge. Because a lot of these young men don't understand this. So all my motherfucking Japaholics in this motherfucking chat room, put your hand on your heart. And say this pledge after us. Listen to this shit, Jap, right here.
I pledge allegiance to my man, for he is my leader and my king. Without him, I have no value or worth. I must separate myself from the countless others that will be at his feet. I must cook, I must clean, and I must have sex with him at his beck and call. That is my duty. That is my honor. And that is my privilege.
Almost
because
over.
I'm going after his last name, his ring, and his time. I must learn to be more ladylike and submit to his every whim.
Come on, Jap.
But look, these bitches are actually fighting for the right for niggas to take on their last name.
I know, for real. What the fuck is that about?
If you bitches want to be men so bad, get down on one knee and propose to men.
Yeah.
Like, you bitches do all this fight. Why don't you just shut up and be a woman?
But Jap,
shut the fuck up and be a woman.
Jap, but they can't.
You be a woman.
But Jap, the reason why they can't be a woman is because of what you talking about that happened 18 years ago. A woman cannot be a woman when she's being led by a woman. How the fuck can she be when she's being led by somebody that doesn't know how to lead himself? If you can't lead yourself as a motherfucking man, how the fuck you going to be Jap and lead these bitches to the promised land, Jap? Come on, man.
End of the day, man, my daddy is a very respectful man. He respects his wife. They got a beautiful marriage, man. I was raised two-parent household my whole life, man. I just seen how conducive and how it really worked and how, you know, she know what a man is and he know what a woman is. And he don't disrespect her in no way, in form, or fashion, because she know her role and she know her place. And he is a man because he put her in her role and her place. He don't put her in a position where she got to go shovel snow.
Right.
She got to go mow lawns. She got to go clean gutters and shit like that. That ain't a woman's place. But see, when I tell a woman, I'm going to put you in your place, they be like, you ain't going to tell me what to do. Nah. I do need to tell you what to do. I'm gonna tell you what you're not gonna do.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you, you're not gonna be out here shoveling snow. You're not gonna have to change your own fucking tire. You're not gonna have to motherfucking pump your own gas. You're not gonna have to be going out here worrying about an oil change and worrying about the maintenance of a vehicle. All you gonna have to do is get your ass up, go and do what I need to get done,
yes,
and come back, and life gonna be comfortable for you. But all the hard shit, I'ma handle.
Jap, easy. Jap.
And then fight me on that.
Jap, four things. Submit, serve, sex, and shut the fuck up. That's it. That's it. And that's the thing, Jap.
A real woman ain't going to fight no man on what a man is.
No.
Because, if you bitches, if any of you bitches think that we're even, and I ask you to do a man's job, you're not going to want to do it. Trust me. I'm in Chicago. You do not want to shovel snow in this blizzard.
But who you think trained them, Jap? Who you think? Jap, you 1,000% right, but you got to understand something. What these young black men don't understand is that they are the cause why these bitches are acting out, because these women are out of their nature right now. They don't know that they're supposed to be ready. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, when they get in front of a Jap, a minister Jap, they're going to know what the deal is. But when they get around these other cupcake-ass motherfuckers raised by mom, these motherfuckers, well, you so beautiful. Let me buy you a drink. Let me buy you a dinner, girl.
Yo, like, yeah, listen, man. Come on. I'm so real with this shit. I'm going to keep it 1,000. I done fucked up pussy just keeping it real with a bitch.
Right.
Just because of the sake that I'm not going to lie and be fake. Oh, because the moment I show weakness, like, damn, this bitch can control me. I'm not going to be myself because the bitch is so fine. Man, I'm going to lose. I'm going to lose in the end. And at the end of the day, man, you know, pussy don't bring nothing to the table. Really, it's all recreational to me. So, you know,
Jap,
put, if we're going to be something real, bitch, you're going to have to cooperate.
Dang about pussy, Jap. See, what a lot of men understand, women have nothing to do with manhood. A woman is only a perk. She has nothing to do with you being a man. But what these guys do when they see a bitch the first time, Jap, they put on their little Paul Bunyan little outfit on. They get Blue the Ox. They go down there and fucking cut down a tree, put the bitch on a pedestal, roll fruit at her feet, and kiss her ass. But, Jap, here's the million-dollar question. As a man, how can I worship a woman when I'm sitting on the throne? How the fuck can I roll fruit at your feet when you are bowing to my motherfucking ass?
And I got to take a quote from my man, Simple the P, man. Shout out to him. That man said, woman is, what did he say? What did he say? Is God's gift. A woman is God's gift. But who is she the gift to?
There you go.
So she can't be greater.
Can't be. Can't be. She bleed once a month.
The motherfucker that she's being handed to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
God handed y'all to us. Get you a real man and be a gift to that man.
Right.
Don't be a bitch to that man. How about that? Be a gift and not a bitch.
Yeah, but Jap, they can't stop being that way because these motherfuckers apologize for everything. Jap, they put her happiness above their own, fam. Sure, and look, if you're gonna let a wild dog walk all in your house, shit and pee, and you just pet him and give him Scooby snacks and shit, what the fuck are you training that dog to do, Jap? You only train it to be just a dumbass motherfucker that's going to pee and shit in your household. These men have got to start to draw a line in the sand and realize their birthright and their worth. And that's what this is all about. We're here to open y'all motherfuckers' eyes to being the men that we want you. Fuck these bitches. The men that we need you to be, man.
Well, it goes back to the title. Manhood for Millennials.
Yes.
Young niggas. I'm kind of in between. I'm like right on the cusp from the OGs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm right on the brink of the young niggas.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but like the niggas after me, they're done. They're doomed.
Yeah.
If they can't, if the niggas in my age bracket won't grab them, or the older G's will grab them as well, but the millennials.
Right, right.
These niggas. You know, they come from the hole. It ain't tricking if you got it.
We got a call, Jap. We got a call, man.
You know, they eating these hoes from the back. They licking ass. They doing all this shit you do to a wife. They tricking. They spending money. They a bitch got kids. They doing whatever they can to fuck and not realizing that there is a tomorrow.
Hey, Jap.
We
got a call. We got a call, fam.
Young niggas, you can spend all this money, do all this shit, bag that bitch. You can do all that shit. There's always a tomorrow. Because I'm going to tell you niggas, always some nigga who she was fucking for free, who she really liked, and there's always a nigga who's bored of fucking her while you putting all this energy in fucking her, and eventually you might get bored of fucking her. So how is she gonna pique your interest? And what piques your interest, young nigga?
Jap, we got a call, fam. We got a call, man. We bring this call in, okay? All right, here we go. Let's bring this call in real quick. Let's do this shit.
Hey, you guys!
Cut that bitch off. Area code 631. You on with Jap? What's up? What's your name? Where you calling from? What's up, 631?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm from New York. I was listening to what y'all was saying, and what I realized is that a lot of young men, the reason that they don't act like men is because it takes a man to bring a boy into manhood. And a lot of us never had a man there to be brought into manhood. And even men that had their fathers there saw that their fathers were cucked by their mothers, raising the children in a way that she felt more fit. So if you see many relationships where the man and the woman is together, he's basically, like, you know, y'all were talking about, a lot of them are subservient to the woman. So that even gives a worse example to the son. So you're expected to grow up and feel like you're not complete unless you marry a woman. And that's the problem right there. Me, I my father, you know, my mother were married, but they got divorced when I was very young. And when I look back at it, even you got to look at your sisters. You got to look at, when I look at every woman in my family, they will not, I don't know if it's knowingly or unknowingly, give me good advice on a woman. Like, if a man, and I explain this to female relatives.
Whoa. You don't ever take advice from a woman except if it's baking a cake or some cookies or some shit, dog. You don't ever take advice.
No. I already know that. What I'm saying is, I already know that. What I'm saying is that when you have women in your family, that, and even women in general, that you already know, you say, okay, if I ask this woman a question, she's going to lie. She's not going to give me the proper answer that's going to help me in a manly type of way, because basically a lot of the stuff that we're surrounded with is female run. Even the men actually in about the same proportion of women are just hold men back as well, because they teach them to be cucks. They teach them to grow. I look at it this way. When you really look at it, when a man has children with a woman, in this day of technology, if you don't have a DNA test for your kid, I don't care how much she looks like you or whatever the kid. No, if you don't have a DNA test, you're a cuck, because you're taking care of a kid that you don't know who, if it's definitely yours. Now, I'm not saying if somebody has a kid, it's not theirs, but I'm saying you cannot tell me for sure, and it could be. I'm not saying that it's not, but I'm definitely, you can't say that it is. And that's a fact. That's a scientific fact. You have the means to find out for sure. People do this like after the kid is 18 years old and find out.
Jack, what's your take? Yeah. All right, hold on a second, because we got other calls. Jack, what's your take on that, fam? What's your take on that, Jeff?
I mean, like I say, man, it's all ratchet culture, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're in a ratchet culture. Like, you know, they, what they say, the baby boomers, you know, Generation X, this is ratchet culture. All right? Everything you name it is Maury Show, Maury Povich type of culture. And yes, you are right. You know what I mean? You can't, a lot of these women, I don't think none of them can teach you how to be the man
right.
that you're supposed to be. They try to teach you to be the man that they want you to be, or they want it, that they want it for themselves.
Yes.
Now, we got to sum this up, man. You know, did your mama teach you how to pee? You know what I mean? Like, a lot of niggas is real soft, man. Like, your mama taught you how to piss, nigga. You really got to be around your father, or, you know, like, some people are not fortunate. Your father might have died, you know what I mean? But that ain't the case in most parts, man. Like, a lot of motherfuckers just out here just having broken families. That this broken family shit, that's why I go so hard on the single moms, because they make so much, so light of having babies out of wedlock and winging it with boys.
Yeah, but Jap, you got to think about this real quick. And 3631 and 202, we bring in 1 second. But Jap, you're absolutely right. But you got, like, 631, like, you don't ever ask a woman any type of advice when it comes to being a man. You just don't do it. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to get mommy or a woman to answer some questions. They need to go around and ask that motherfucker on the corner that had that back.
These bitches are about teaching their daughters woman, so-called womanhood.
Yes.
Look how proud they are. They're extremely proud. Mm. I got to put my motherfucking cigar in.
Put your cigar out. We got another call. Why you put your cigar out? Put your cigar out. Air code 202 DC. What's your question or comment, man? What's up?
All right, this is the thing. So right now I'm in love, right?
You in love?
And,
weak nigga.
Yeah.
Jeff.
No, you know.
Yo, weak ass out here, nigga.
Damn.
Hold up.
Oh, you in love?
Hey,
you in love?
Keep game, bro. Keep game. Yeah, I'm in love. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna sit here in front. You know what I'm saying? I love this girl. Listen.
All right,
wait.
I'm
trying
to get
some clarity, bro.
All right, wait. Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Let's see what he got to say, because he in love. He in love. Hold on, Jeff. Let's see what he got to say. Let's see what he got to say so we can light his ass up. Go ahead, man. What you got to say, man?
I love her, man.
Right, so yeah, I love her so much. Go ahead.
Yeah, all that. I'm in love, right? And, you know, basically, you know what I'm saying, I think it's, you know, well, I don't know for sure, but I already know it's some other niggas in the picture, right? And, like, I'm kind of low. I don't know what to do, cause I don't know what to do because I can't give up on it. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing.
Hey, 202. Just say I'm a bitch.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Who the population of this please?
He from D.C. Hey, he from the DMV. Can't be talking that shit, dog. Yo,
oh, my God.
Go to your, man, go, man.
Let me ask you this, man.
So what you got to say?
You okay.
We understand.
I mean,
we understand.
What am I supposed to do?
You a bitch. Just telling you a bitch. Telling you a sucker ass bitch.
Hey,
man.
All I'm going to say is this. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Buck one last time.
Yeah, cake ass is still on. Yeah.
Hey, look, man. I'm gonna give you the
selfish
advice I can give. Fuck one last time. Fuck good. Get it all out.
He can't fuck. Yeah. He sound like he can't fuck.
And then say, all right, man. Now I'm finna start listening to Minister Jack, Steve Dean. You know what I'm saying? All the real niggas on the YouTube, you know, and get these some hoes out of the populations in the millions.
Hey, Jab. Why don't you tell them the real? Look, young man. When Jab is fucking your girl, he just needs you to hold her ankles up for him real quick, okay? Just hold his ankles up and let him commit to stroking your girl. Because if you think you the only one fucking that bitch, motherfucker, you got another thing coming.
But I don't think that. That's the thing.
Shit. I'm gonna calm down.
I'm aware of this.
These hoes cause the bitch.
Hold on, bro.
Wait, hold on, Cupcake. Let me mute you real quick. Shut your ass up. When Jab is talking, shut your ass up. Go ahead, Jab.
These hoes cause division, bro.
Yeah, they do,
these
man.
These hoes.
Caking.
No. Hold on, man. You are a man. You are automatically born greater than a bitch. If you allow yourself to be subservient to the bitch, you are being
the bitch.
The bitch.
The bitch.
Damn. You
yes.
are a man. If she fucking another man, it's a self-checking that you need to do within yourself because it all happened to everybody.
Yeah.
You had a bitch stab out, but I had to sit back and say, I'm not going to get mad at the nigga. I'm not going to try to compete with the nigga.
Yeah.
I'm going to compete with myself and get my game up to where if a bitch even thought about it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know
his bitch fucking somebody else.
She gonna weigh the options. I can fuck with a real nigga.
Yeah.
Fuck with this nigga.
Jab. Wait. Jab. Come on, dog. Let's be real.
I know this nigga's gonna be gone anyway, so I'm doing it in the sense of getting this nigga out the picture because ain't no way in hell I'm fucking after no other nigga.
No. Jab. Dog, let's get it right, dog. He ain't fucking her. He just spending money on that bitch. You could tell. Look, you could tell that when he opened up his mouth,
you
can hear the similarity.
Confirmation, man. I'm gonna let him talk.
All right, you let him talk. All right, hey, 301. We gonna put you in 1 second. All right, let me bring it back in. Let me bring in Thirsty McThirsty. Man, you're from the DMV, dog. You from where I'm at, dog. Why are you bitching like that?
I think from the Texas.
But it's not no trick shit. I'm just spending money on it.
Wait, dog, it is a bitch spending money on that motherfucker. What the fuck
you
spending?
I'm not spending money on this girl. This is the thing, though. I ain't spending money on it.
Not have had.
He ain't got no bitch, man.
But listen, he got in the company of a bitch.
He got in the company of a badass bitch, right?
Dog, she milking him. She milking him. Dog, you know the truth.
She's not milking me, bro. Listen to you, man. It's not that type of. I'm not going to fall for somebody that's proven that the bitch is greater than him by allowing this shit to go on.
He just said that KG came in here in love with the bitch. As soon as he said that shit, you can smell the weakness. Hey, look, dog.
Hold on, Steve. They in the chat. Let him talk.
All right, let him talk. Go ahead, 202. Go ahead and talk, man. We saw it. Go ahead, man.
All right. For one, it's not that type of situation where I'm spending money on a bitch or no shit like that. A lot of times she tell me put my money away. So it ain't even that type of situation. The thing is, I know that there's other niggas in the picture. I'm saying, I'm not sitting here trying to act like, oh, yeah, I'm the only one, this and that. I already know what it is. At the same time, I
and
got
you still with
I still
the
want her. I still and want her. Yeah, bitch. That's what I'm saying.
Jack, I still want her.
I need to hear all we can. Oh my God.
He just, all right, Jack, this is what he's saying.
That's why I'm calling in is to figure out, you know, how should I go about this shit?
I told you what to do.
Man.
Fuck up one last time.
He came, Jap. He came. She fucking too many other motherfuckers.
It's not even that type of party. Like, anytime I call her, she on demand. Anytime I need her, she on demand. I'm saying it ain't. It's not like that. It's not what you think it is.
It's just the fact that.
Yeah, I've been fucking her. This somebody I've been fucking for years.
Hold on. So you're fucking her.
Oh, Jap.
And she's fucking other guys. What do you want?
Listen, I don't know if she's fucking somebody for sure or not, but I'm picking up on signals that saying this is somebody in this bitch here. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I want the bitch.
You don't want the bitch. Look, man, do you have a daddy? Do you have your daddy?
Yeah, I got my pop.
Huh? You go to your daddy and slap the shit out of him right now. You go to your motherfucking dad and slap the shit out of him for failing you.
This bitch must be bad. I'm trying to...
No, dad, ain't no pussy that bad.
I'm trying to hit a man out. This bitch must be bad.
Man, come on.
Right or wrong?
Come on, man.
No, this bitch bad because all y'all niggas...
Jap, ain't no bitch worth him sitting around getting sloppy.
But you got to graduate. You got to graduate into that. You won't know that until you fucking start competing with niggas and I'm trying to let him know.
But listen to him. All
right, I got the solution for you, bro.
And 310, we bring you in 1 second. Go ahead, Kate. Go ahead, Jeff.
This is the solution. Pop up with a batter bitch and let her see you.
Can't spell batter bitch, Jeff. Come on, man. He can't even spell batter bitch. You think he can get... Listen to his voice. You really think he can get a girl?
I'm telling you.
Come
on. It works every time. I've done it.
Jap, that's you. He can't get a woman.
With a batter bitch, trust me, you're going to get a phone call or a text message and be like, oh, so that's what we on? Oh, I see. And she wasn't even all that good.
Hey, Jap.
Let it play out.
Jap.
And let the phones compete.
Jap, we gonna get to the next. We got a few calls in, but do you know what you saying to this cake ass motherfucker? He don't know women. He's scary. You can tell he's scared of pussy. Listen to his motherfucking voice. He don't know what the fuck to do with a woman if he had the opportunity. He's all a bitch, man.
Steve, this is how we gonna do it. You cook these niggas.
I'ma cook them.
Try to give him a limb on the
bridge. Oh, man, dog. This is phone call.
And I'm going to try to get try to help you.
Jab, 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 this, that, jab. This is how this nigga sound right here. Listen, listen,
on her. I don't know what to do. I really
that's
don't. There's
sound.
Nothing I can do. I'm powerless here.
That's how his girl see him as a bitch, jab. This motherfucker come on here talking about, jab, you talking about getting that nigga, tell that motherfucker getting that piece of pussy. Jab, come on. Shoot, hey, look, young man, because you from the DMV. Take me out to motherfucking Potomac and shoot me in the back of my medulla oblongata because you want some serious bullshit. Now let's move on to the next motherfucking Jap. The fuck he talking about, man? All right, we got a few calls in, Jap. Let's bring in Eric Code 310, man. You on with Jap. What's up, 310?
Yeah, man, I wanted to ask a couple of questions, Jap.
Ask the fucking question, motherfucker. Be a man. Ask a question, motherfucker. Stop sitting there acting goofy and shit.
We got to be respectful, man. How much money did you break off Tommy Sotomayor, and how did the money you gave him translate to YouTube views?
Is this motherfucker serious?
Yeah, how much money did Tommy Sotomayor after he punked your ass?
Wait. You never asked a man about his money.
With Hold up.
Let me pause your dumb mouth. You don't ask another man about his money, you dumb bitch. All right, Jap, I'm going to put him back on.
That's like asking my dick size.
Yeah, what the fuck you asking another man about his money? What about your money, motherfucker? Let's put him back on. What about your money, motherfucker?
Yeah, how can a couple of cupcake motherfuckers teach young men how to be men? This motherfucking Jap broke time and threw my girl off some money. At the top of my girl got him in his feelings, man. That's my goddamn point.
Hey. I mean, did mommy tell you that shit? Jack, that's what mommy told him to say. His mommy told him to call into the show.
I'll be a little bit different, man. I got to stop taking that shit first.
Yeah, man, fuck that motherfucker.
They playing games. Let's get to the next
one. Let's get to the next motherfucker. Fuck you, bitch. All right, Eric Code 720-00. What you got, man? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? Hey, Jeff. Hey, listen, I just want to call in and give my two cents on the topic tonight. I really appreciate what y'all doing. Y'all roasting motherfuckers tonight. It's insightful and hilarious at the same time. You got to love
fun
that.
Part of the show.
It's what men do, though.
Shit. But I just wanted to thank you both for what you're doing. I just wanted to kind of raise a side topic, though. Since we're on the discussion about kind of with these last two callers, just fuck niggas working their game, you know, if you want to call it that, in trying to rake in chicks and try to hold them down. And they got this one-itis mentality of thinking, oh, I can't let this one go because I ain't ever going to get another one without realizing, like, nah, you got options. You know, at least you should. If you're on your purpose, if you're on your grind, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, you ain't going to have it all figured out overnight. But, you know, if you're putting in that work and you're committed to whatever that purpose or ideal is, eventually things are going to pay off for you, you know, one would expect. And the bitches, the money, all that is going to come in time. So you can't be too caught up in thinking – that, you know, oh, this is the only shot you got. And if, you know, you fuck this up, there ain't going to be another one. Because that's really, I think, the essence of simping, is getting stuck on this notion that, man, if I don't make this one thing work, I ain't going to have another opportunity, or I'm not going to have another shot. And I just think if more men would understand, hey, you're going to fuck up along the way. Like Steve, like you were saying earlier, you got to fall off that bike. You're going to have to get your ass up and ride again. Man, it ain't going to work out. So, again, I just appreciate what y'all do, and y'all crack me up. Y'all really inspired me to get my own shit going, kind of on this, if not YouTube, some type of digital format, be it a blog or some type of radio, a podcast, talk show, just to chop it up with cats like you guys.
Do your thing. It's a big enough game for
everybody. Yeah, respect to you.
Because, to be truthful, these bitches have been able to speak their mind for over two decades, and we've been sitting back. Dealing with the results of bitches having social media freedom, having the best writers to write bad things about what men are doing, and not being able to shed light on the shit that they're doing. So, like, now we're able to, you know, tell our story. So, you know, man, I encourage any brother, you got something on your mind, start your own blog, start your own channel, start do what you gotta do, man. I ain't never want a motherfucker to be like, man, I did it. And you can't, man, do what you gotta do. Right. But
yeah, and I just
appreciate it.
Yeah,
man.
And 72. I just want to say, real.
We just trying to motherfucking educate.
Yeah.
And have that barbershop talk that we always
wanted to have and shit.
community, man.
Yeah, 720, yeah. I just want to say this to you, brother. Much love to you, man, and everybody out there. We love y'all motherfuckers, but we got to be hard on y'all motherfuckers so y'all can be good at what y'all do. The thing is, man, at the end of the day, what we trying to push is a narrative like Jap is telling y'all motherfuckers. It's about you. You are king. Yeah. You are all things. You don't let anybody tell you motherfucking different, especially someone that bleeds once a month. Never let a motherfucker like that dictate what you do. If you want to win, you be selfish, conceited, and arrogant. Don't be nice. Don't be apologetic and all that other shit, because women see that as weakness, man. They want it. The TV's going to lie to you. The internet, the movies, everything's going to lie to you and give you a false sense of what they think a man is, because what they don't want the truth to come out. Because like this show, if the truth come out and y'all motherfuckers realize your strength, no man will be able to stop y'all motherfuckers, man.
These niggas is out here making these women queens, but not being kings at the same time. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have that king mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, she's nothing without you.
Yeah,
I feel you.
She has to find another you to be a queen.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And Nick, not understanding. Having your shit together is the most attractive thing any man can do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I don't give a fuck how buff or in shape a motherfucker is, and this and that. Why do you think, okay, I want you to Google this bitch. Her name is like Lyra Galore. fucking with Rick Ross. And then now she fucking with the nigga who owned the record label that the Migos is in. Now I want you to honestly, you know what I'm saying, no gay shit or nothing like that, man. But just take a real gander at this nigga. This nigga got a nose the size of a red hot chili pepper. This nigga looks like the bitch who started the Me Too movement. Me and brother. One of the baddest bitches in the world. Now, if you can't get a bad bitch and he can, you got to get on your shit.
Hey, Jap.
At the end of the goddamn day, you got his finances in order. You got the same ability. This is an ex-felon, ex-con, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But he got a bad bitch and he run around here and he's feeling himself. Because you got to understand, it ain't nothing with men. It ain't about looks. It's about our motherfucking aura, persona.
Yes.
Our brain.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And our power. The man got himself powerful. Get yourself powerful and be powerful.
Yes.
Speak power.
Yes.
You speak weakness, a bitch gonna smell that.
Exactly.
I don't ask a bitch something. I tell her.
You tell her.
I tell her, bitch.
But, hey, Jap, what's your dad say?
No. Dad got hoes.
Come on, man. We got another call in. Thank you, 720. Area code 424. What's your question for Jap, man, and myself?
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say that Jap could have made this shit pop without breaking Tommy Sotomayor off that money, my nigga. And I can't let a little bitch ass nigga like you talk to me like that. You little roadie ass nigga.
Let him rock out. Go ahead, keep talking, dog. Y'all want y'all to hear what a motherfucking bitch sound like. Go ahead, 424.
Go ahead,
continue.
You the goddamn bitch, dude. The motherfuckers in the schoolyard knew you was a bitch, and I know you a bitch, Steve. You a rogue. You got that shit. You gonna make this up.
Sit down, Jap. Jap, peace, sit down. Yeah, because real boys don't. Because real boys don't stand up, Jap.
Suck his dick in, real boys. And cross his legs in peace.
Hey, real boys don't stand. Hey.
And he text messages boo while he pee pee.
Hey, you know the worst part about
taking a pee pee.
Jap, you know the worst part about this shit, dog? One day this motherfucking cake bitch is going to want a woman, and he's going to realize this day right here. He had an opportunity to learn something, but why don't he sit his bitch ass down? Bitch motherfucker. Huh? Look, that's a cupcake. How does that feel to be a bitch? You want to bring it back on? I just want to know I just want y'all to hear it. The enemy.
I'm trying to hear it. I'm all smoke.
Yeah, let's go. Go ahead, 424, bitch. Go ahead, bitch. I'm gonna eat me some food while you talk that bullshit. Go ahead, motherfucker. Keep talking, bitch.
Fuck, I'm standing as a man.
amongst real cupcake ass niggas. And you one of the cupcake ass niggas, Steve. You a goddamn roadie. Why the fuck you don't got a channel that's fucking popping? And when you do decide to get a channel that's fucking popping, you gonna break Tommy Sotomayor off? You gonna break Tommy Sotomayor off a little bankroll?
I am not.
Like your homeboy Trap Kid.
Oh man, let me keep eating.
That's a bankroll?
Yeah, Jeff, you broke Tommy Sotomayor off of the bankroll, and you ain't getting no goddamn views. Tommy Sotomayor got a massive following.
How the fuck you got 150
motherfuckers watching the live stream? It's supposed to be 2-3,000 motherfuckers over here.
All right, wait. Let's calm down. Go ahead. There we go, Jeff.
Take the bitch out your voice.
I know, man.
How much is the bankroll?
All right, let's put it back on. How much is the bankroll, bitch?
A bankroll is 10 grand.
So you telling me I gave Tommy 10 grand?
Yeah, you gave Tommy Sotomayor 10 goddamn grand. He punked you out your fucking money. Whatever the fuck you gave him, you got punked out and used
money. Hold on. So if I got to get Tommy on this motherfucker right now and ask him, did I give him 10 grand?
No, you don't prove none of that, nigga. See, the thing is...
It ain't even... 10 grand? God damn!
For real. I want to know.
$10,000, I could have went on World Star 12 times.
See, Jap, this is why we the enemy, dog.
$10,000, I could have been on World Star about 12, 15 times.
Jap.
That nigga said I gave Tommy $10,000.
Our greatest enemy, this goes to show y'all what we're talking about. Our
but
greatest enemy
too,
is men. Is male.
I must be a hell of a nigga because, you know what I'm saying? I'm moving and shaking in the streets, and you think you just know I got 10 grand to get to a nigga for promotion. Damn. I gave 10 grand? If you could prove to me, listen, if you could prove to me that I gave a nigga 10 grand, I'll give you 10 grand.
Well, Jab, this is what I'm talking about, dog. This is the enemy, dog. Hey, guys, this is what we always tell y'all about. It's not women that's the enemy. It's motherfuckers like this that, you know what? Instead of getting his shit together, he want to come on to a man motherfucking show and think that he's going to disrupt the movement.
That nigga said, because he was thinking, he like, what to say?
I'm just fetching
to get some attention from real niggas. King Grant, motherfucker, boy.
You want me to bring it back on real quick? You want me to bring it one more time?
Yeah.
All right, Cupcake, get back on, motherfucker. Go ahead, bitch.
Hold on, man. Where's the proof of this 10 grand?
Feather Steve, does your woman have your seed? Have you reproduced your goddamn self? Do you still work mundane jobs? Do you still spend a bunch of nights on the goddamn internet? You cupcake faggot. Talking to me.
Where's the 10 grand?
Where's the killing?
Where's the what?
Tommy Sotomayor is 6 feet deep. You see, you threaten that man's life, Jap. Where's the killing and the 10 grand? You tell me what, I'll tell you where the 10 grand is, you tell me where the killing is.
Hold on. See, first and foremost, nigga, you made the goddamn claims. And first of all, grown-ass men getting the grown-ass motherfucking arguments and discussions and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? It turned into motherfucking grown-ass man escalations. Me and that grown-ass man settled that shit. Now, you made a claim about me paying him
$10,000. So I would like to know what those videos are going to gonna live on the internet forever.
I won't pull up on you and beat the dog shit out you, nigga.
Hey, Jap, here's the thing. 424, regardless of whatever he did, what the fuck does it have to do with you, bitch? What the fuck did he have to do with your bitch? You know what it is? Hold on, motherfucker. I'm talking. Let me cut your ass off when I'm talking, motherfucker. This is the problem. The problem is,
hey,
you want to be.
Where's motherfucker? Where's shit from?
He's from 424. He probably hit his number and shit. 424. But that's what I'm saying. You want to be Jap, dog, and you can't. That's why you calling. You want to get ass like Jap. That's why you mad. You want to be big like Jap. Because if you didn't,
I'm gonna just be hanging out in whatever city this is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this motherfucker. Hey, this
Yo!
Is. What's up?
Nigga, you in Illinois?
Oh shit.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Bitch, you know I'm on 87.
Damn, he telling you where you live, dog. You go see him for people?
That ain't where I live at.
Oh.
You know.
Meet me at the Trump Hotel.
You know.
Meet me at the Trump Hotel.
Yeah. On 87. You can take that shit to Harvey, too.
I'm going to be there in 15 to 20 minutes. Come there now.
Hey, Jap. Jap. This is Jap. Jap.
I'll show you 10,000, and I'll show you. You're dealing with a grown-ass
but,
man.
But, Jap, you know what? The real, though. This is, see, hey, Jap, understand this, dog. And we got to give him some credit here. See, this is what we're talking about, y'all. See, when we trying to give y'all some ism to help y'all out, this is what you're going to get. The enemy.
That nigga from the west suburbs.
The enemy. The enemy is always going to come in and try to disrupt shit because that's the emotional thing mommy told him to do.
I'm sorry. He in Los Angeles.
Oh, you in Los Angeles? That motherfucker.
I accidentally pressed a period.
Oh.
That nigga in Cali. That's safe for you, bro.
Yeah, you say 424, but guess what, bitch? Guess what, 424?
Yeah, what?
Guess what, motherfucker guy? What? I hung up on your bitch ass. How that shit sound, motherfucker? It's our show, bitch. You ain't coming on this motherfucker running shit.
That shit said West Illinois. I'm like, hold on. That nigga in Cali. Okay. See? That shit funny as hell.
That's what you're saying. But Jap, the beautiful thing about this shit, dog, this is what the attack on black. You wonder why black men are having a problem? It's because we are the enemy to those that are raised by mommy that don't want this information to come out. They don't want these young black men to know what they need to know because they want to hold them down. So mommy uses their sons to call in shows like this and try to stop us, man. That's the real, brother.
Hey, man, y'all niggas abusing, man. This nigga say, well, oh, man, he measuring niggas' dicks, pockets.
Oh man,
yeah, my shit already done. Y'all, you say you gave a tip, Steve. You know we didn't talk. You think I'm gonna give a motherfucker 10 racks?
Dog, I'll come to Chicago if you did that silly shit. I know you ain't doing that shit, man. Come on, Jap.
Come on, man. Like, man, you know what you can do with 10 racks on promotion on the internet?
Yeah.
You know, it's like saying you don't want to work.
But that's just what's
like saying, you don't. It's like saying, like, literally, you just want to buy every subscriber. I want to buy everything. I got 10 racks. Give me 100,000 subscribers. Give me 100,000 followers. This and that. You can do that with 10 racks. You just gave it to a company.
But
I didn't give it to a company. I gave it to a motherfucking person.
Hey, Jap, let's not give any more. Let's not give any more shine. Let's just stay on the street.
5,000 and I ain't loading up the chopper.
Jap, let's just stay back on the street because he's going to try to disrupt us on the path. So let's get back to the manhood shit and help these motherfuckers out, man. Let's get back on it because you know what? This is a lesson for y'all to learn. See, the thing about success.
Hey, Molly, that's not Tommy trolling, man.
No, it's not. That's not. But here's the thing y'all got to understand about success. If you don't have haters, you ain't doing things right. And this shows you that Jap is doing something right. Motherfuckers don't want this information out.
I ain't did a video in 2-3 weeks. I've been on a fucking missionary voyage trying to get my mind right to get back into doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? But
well,
God
doing
damn.
This
I gave motherfucker 10,000. Damn, it just be crazy now. I'm just wondering who they going to say my baby mama is now.
Yeah, hey, man. Like I said,
they're going to be like, damn, Jap got a baby mama. We found the bitch, man. She stay on the west side of Chicago, man. Little ratchet bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? She got one eye. He was fucking a little pot belly bitch, man. He was fucking on her, man. That nigga's a simp, man. You know what I'm saying? They gonna do me, man. That shit funny, man.
What I'm saying, but You got to see where this is where it stems from. That was a great call. You know why, Jap? Because it shows what we've been talking about, man. We are under attack not by women. It's by these motherfuckers, dog. It's not women. It's males that don't want this information out, Jap.
And you know what, too? I be thinking, man, sometimes these niggas, you know, when you do the live shows, right, they'll say some crazy shit, and then they already doing a screen recording or whatever to get a sound bite. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
To, like, put on their shit or whatever like that. So it's like, it's damn, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, I be trying to stay focused because, you know, nigga be calling me you bitch ass and you broke and nigga, you did it. Come on, man. I'm tricking on a nigga, man. What the fuck is you talking about, man? If I did business with a nigga, we did business. If I'm not mad about the business, what the fuck are you mad about? You know what I'm saying? So, the fuck, nigga?
Well, but Jap, that's a Jap. See, the rule of the game that you got to understand, man, is that you can tell the bitch assness in this motherfucker because he asks you about your money. Look, man, your business is not to tell him what the fuck is going on in your life. And he shouldn't be asking you his business. What he should be asking is, how can I be a better man? But the problem is that this is the emotional umbilical cord that these motherfucking bitches have over these motherfuckers, man. Come on,
yeah.
Man. Come on, man. Let's be real.
See, as I know, man, a lot of these niggas learn how to pee from their mama, man.
Yeah, from their mama and shit, man. All that shit,
mama,
man.
Mama taught them how to pee. You know what I'm saying? Man, oh, man, that's hilarious. We got any more callers?
No, we good, man. We not. There ain't nobody. If y'all want to call and chop it up, like I say, man, we trying to do something positive, which is very rare that we can do with a lot of, man, hey, Jap, we doing something right. You know why? Because the haters going to come in. And if everybody called in and praised us, we doing something wrong. Man.
I was very amused.
That was funny.
I was elated for a second because I thought this motherfucker was in my city. I love that stupid shit, but you know, I gotta be a motherfucker.
No doubt, man.
Conduct myself. I'm like, oh shit, nigga, you. But I don't know why the fuck that shit said Evanston, Illinois, or some shit at first. Google
got to
get their shit
together. Y'all want to call and chop it up, but this is the thing that we always try to tell you guys. Don't let motherfuckers come in and disrupt your kingdom. Remember, man, you stand on your principles and your narratives. You got, and Jap, this is the thing that this is a good lesson they need to learn right here, Jap. The thing that y'all got to learn with that motherfucking call right there, no matter what he says, it's really none of our business. And what he think is none of our business because he ain't on the level that we on. So he can say whatever the fuck he want to say. He going to say whatever he want, but he think he moving shit. He ain't moving nothing but his mommy's furniture and fucking rubbing her fucking crusty ass feet, Jack.
That's just crazy. I mean, you know, to be in a world full of, you know what I'm saying, like, opportunity to get out here, get money, and fuck with bitches and shit. Like, I couldn't sit around here be hating on no nigga, man.
Well, Jap, do you ever hear me? Do we not celebrate your victories? Do we not celebrate your successes like men do? That's what men do. We uplift each other and celebrate our accomplishments and things we do as men.
That's what that was right there. That's millennial manhood.
Yeah.
This is how I get out of nigga. I get out of nigga through social media. I get out a nigga on a post. I get out a nigga with a meme. I get out a nigga with a video. When I had my problems with a nigga, real niggas had to sit me down and say, hey, don't do that no more. Dude.
Right.
And
right.
I was like, you know what? You're right. I don't do this. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this nigga, like, that's how he got at my motherfucking ass. Like, he really, like, looking at himself in the mirror. He could wake up in the morning and be like, yo, God, that's this nigga. You know what? I woke up this morning, I said, look, man, I'm a man, and I don't like this nigga. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get at this nigga. Well, how you going to do it? I'm going to call this show, and then, you know, I'm going to ask him some questions about his business.
And his money. And his money. What the fuck is that about? Why you never ask a man about his money, dog? You never do that shit. That's not part of the game.
Told me what I spent. man. For advertisement.
Man, come on.
And this is the thing. Let me be real with you niggas, man. Because all us black YouTubers, you know what I'm saying, with these brother type of crowdcasts and shit like that, everybody that bit at each other's heads and shit like that at one point in time, and you know, motherfuckers that had their debates and shit like that, some shit that got turned up, some shit really did. You know what I'm saying? But now brothers is breaking bread and doing business with each other. Niggas with bitch niggas with pussies that bleed.
Yeah.
Head at that. You know what I'm saying? So what you rather me do? You rather me give DJ Vlad some money and say, look, advertise for this new woo-woo-woo I got going on. And brothers and DJ Vlad say, okay, cool. And he can, because he'll do it for anybody. Or you rather me fuck with, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker from where I come from and give him the opportunity to make money in what he built and keep the economics amongst the brothers. I see you niggas don't think like real niggas and you think that little money is real money. That's little money. Steve, real talk, when we talked a long time ago, you showed me some money before. Steve showed me some money that made me motivated to do this shit. It wasn't nobody else, really. Steve showed me the real bread. I ain't never seen no bread like that. But I was keeping it down. I don't want to.
Well, no doubt, man. But it wasn't to show off what I was doing. I was showing you what you could get if you push away these motherfuckers and stop dealing with the riffraff motherfuckers that come in and deal with the motherfuckers that support you, that love you, and gonna listen to you. You just gotta cut that those names. See, look, Jap, you doing it right because you got motherfuckers that are wasting their time wanting to talk to you, dog. That's what I'm saying, man. That's what you gotta understand, man. That's look, they are gonna do everything they can. Now look, we ain't gonna get no calls from no women, but these women will get their motherfucking cake ass bitch motherfucking males to call in and stop us from doing man's work. Period, man. That's how it is, man.
Yeah, man.
Real
talk. That was hilarious. These niggas just be funny, man. But you know, I like I say, man. And in the next 2 days, we gonna get out of here, man. But the next 2 days, man, I'm gonna be celebrating my motherfucking birthday.
How old you gonna be, motherfucker? How old you gonna be?
35, man.
Oh man, damn, dog. You got? I'm 47, man.
Yeah, I'm down 20 pounds.
Yeah,
I started
good.
Doing this vegan shit like a month and a half.
That's good,
so,
man. That's good.
Slim.
That's
you know
good,
what I mean? I'm waking up early again.
That's good.
You know, everything's smooth, man. So y'all will be seeing the Mink Coat blogs. I'm gonna bring out the mink floating around the city in my motherfucking pretty big body, you know what I'm saying?
What you doing for your birthday? What you gonna do for your birthday?
I'm hitting clubs, definitely gonna fuck with one of the goddesses. You know, just gonna be Charlie Sheen. I ain't gonna go gamble, guys. I was thinking about going to the boat. We got boats out here and shit. But I'm gonna fuck around in the city for a minute, man. You know, I got a lot of shit I gotta take care of too at the same time on my birthday. But I'm gonna be out here kicking it, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna be popping up doing shit.
But hey, man, I wanna wish you a happy birthday, man. You know what, man? It's an honor, man, to be around a motherfucking man. And that's the best part. I love
Sheen, no HIV, man. No HIV.
Hey, it's a choice, you know. Oh, man, dog. Hey, man, the thing that.
Hey, one thing about the internet, man. Internet funny, man.
Yeah.
Funny niggas, man.
Well, no, but see, Jap, okay, the thing that I guess we're going to have to start, we got to start letting these motherfuckers know. Is that the more higher you climb up towards being a man, the more crabs are going to try to pull you down because they can't do it themselves and they can't figure out why you are breaking free and they're not. So the negativity is going to get greater and greater the more of the message that we put out to these young men, because all we're trying to tell these motherfuckers to do is stand on their principles. We're not saying not love your mother. We're saying don't relate to your mother. And these guys are going to come in, Jap, and they're going to try to disrupt. They're going to start questioning you. Dog, man, fuck them motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, man. But, man, hey, another thing I want to leave these niggas with, man. Dog said this is a trial run. If y'all want another 9 episodes of Manhood Ministries with Minister Jap and Steve the Dean, You know what I'm saying? We're going to make this a collective series. We're going to broadcast it on both channels, pump it out, you know what I'm saying, and see where we land at after about either 7 to 10 episodes, see where we at, you know what I'm saying, different subjects, but just dealing with manhood and the ministry. You know how we do. And we're gonna chop it up. And if y'all want more of these, you know, I know Steve going to hit me like, hey, man, they asking for it. You know, email me, email Steve, get in the comments and let us know, man. But, you know,
we got another call, Jack.
Just keep it fun and organic.
Yeah,
man.
We got to keep it fun. But
chop it up and talk that real
we
shit.
We got another call, and let's see who this is. 312 to you. I know, 312, you got a question?
Yeah, man, I told y'all y'all wasted that damn money, y'all.
All right, shut your motherfucker. Hey, man,
where you say you calling from?
He 3-1. It's the same dude, man. He in love with you, man. Jap, you got motherfuckers in love with you. He love you so much, Jap. You hear his voice? He like, damn, Jap. Come on, Jap. Please like me, Jap. Like me, Jap. I mean, nobody else likes me. I want you to like me, Jap. You hear his voice, man? Come on, man. He caking, man. But, hey. As long as we got guys like that, we're doing everything right, Jap, man.
What up, man? What area code he called from?
He called from 312, probably anonymous, dog, but he called from 312.
Oh, so he got an app or something, man.
Yeah,
he calling from wild area code.
Yeah, that's all he doing, man. His mom, again, hey, guys, everyone listening, I'm telling you, one day that motherfucker that's calling is going to want a relationship with a bitch. And he going to marry someone just like his mom that's going to beat his ass.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's just what it is, man.
Nigga calling from all types of motherfuckers.
Because weak motherfuckers can't stand on their name, Jap. You know that shit, man.
Man, I got to say, man. I might go live on Instagram tonight from the club. Bitch nigga, you. I want to see you on my Instagram. I want to see who the fuck you are. Talking this shit. Like you are, man. For real, nigga. I want to see who you are, man. Follow me on motherfucking Instagram. When I go live on Instagram, I don't request you, bitch ass. And let's see, man. Let's see what the fuck. What's your motherfucking problem, man? Because you sound real tender in the ass, man. These tender dick niggas, man. You sound like a dick sucker, dick tucker, man.
Exactly.
A dick sucker, dick tucker, man. And you know what that is. A boys town nigga, man. Upper hosted ass nigga, man. You was a weak nigga, man.
Yeah.
Pussy nigga, man. God damn. You was a D.L. Hughley. But you was a D.L. Hughley, nigga.
But Jap, that's showing you doing something right, dog.
It's cool. I just love the roast. If nigga, man, I'm telling you, man. You ain't gonna want to do this shit with me, man. I'm gonna roast you. I'm gonna roast you. Your motherfucking own mama gonna disown you. I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna roast you. Your mama gonna disown you. Your daddy gonna say, why you ain't punched this nigga? He's like, I know y'all raised you better than that. Oh, I was tucking my dick too. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's gonna
say. No doubt, man.
That's what your pussy ass daddy gonna say, nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But hey, man, Steve, man, close out, man.
All right.
Shout out to Culture Network so we can go and get out of here, man.
Yeah, motherfuckers, y'all want to fuck with me, go over to the Man Mindset. If y'all themanmindset.com. Also, if y'all want to holler at me, y'all go to themanmindset@gmail.com. Twitter, Man Mindset. Facebook, Man Mindset. Holler at your boy because just like Jap, man, I'm here to teach motherfuckers who want to learn how to be men. I'm not teaching you how to get women. I'm teaching you how to be a man that can get women by being a man. And Jap, man, this shit is on fire, man. This is cold, man, Jap. It's cold,
hey,
man.
We're going to leave this shit. We're going to get this shit rocking. I'm looking at the comments. They saying they want more episodes. So
one more, man.
Probably and see, you know, what's going to be the next topic. But y'all can follow me on Instagram @DA_minister_Jap. I'm on Facebook. I'm Jappaloopy Kang on Facebook right now. Jappaloopy Kang. Shit on Twitter @TheMinisterJap. And then, you know, we got the Pool Pit Podcast and then the Pool Pit Podcast Live. Man, just motherfucker follow this shit, nigga. Stop being a bitch. We like this faggot ass nigga, man.
He's still on the line, dog. He's still on the line. Oh, that bitch ran off. That bitch just ran off. Oh, he just ran off. Yeah.
I damn near want to get this motherfucker another phone line so he can call me, nigga.
Man, he ain't that bold, dog. He ain't that bold. Dog, you got to understand, man. They talk a big game because, look, hey, they buckle to a man, but they buckle like a bitch to a woman, dog. This is how it is, man.
Hey, man, all trolls are welcome, man.
Love
y'all,
man.
The work is pure. We ain't, it ain't stepped on. Please bring your troll ass to the church. Thank you, and God bless you. I hope your mother could be proud of the pussy that she raised. And your unshaved pussy ass is running around here real rough and ragged. So shave your pussy, bitch, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Before you come over here and try to talk crazy to a man such as my stature, nigga. And, you know, when you warming up your four-cylinder, going to go pick up your cylinder bolly bitch ass hoe that you're fucking on, your little roly-poly ass bitch, you know what I'm saying? Your badly shaped Mexican hoe, you know what I'm saying? I want to be the face that you think of when you at shooting range, you just mad, just thinking about how your life sucks and how my life is amazing. Because I have bitches that make your hoes look like me. I'm out.
Peace.
Yeah, bro.